Welcome back to 7-Eleven Junior Hockey Magazine. I'm your host, Gino Retta. Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 135 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. Now joining us is Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League Commissioner Rob Mazzucca. Rob, welcome to the show. How are you keeping up through all of this?
Glad to be back, Gino. Everything's so far so good. No complaints.
So where are you at right now in terms of the league? Because I know you cover a huge amount of space, which then probably falls into various jurisdictions in terms of limitations. How many of your teams are able to play right now? What's the format? What's the situation?
So presently we have nine teams that are going to be participating in our December schedule. We have the Sioux Eagles that has a border issue. Elliott Lake Wildcats took a leave of absence back in April. And the Powassan Voodoos, because of the health unit and the municipality, are unable to participate at this time.
You've got an interesting scenario going on. I don't know if you're still doing this, the six-game mini-series against each other. Tell us about that structure.
So what we've tried to do is, because of the cohorts, you're only allowed for cohorts within a 30-day period. So we tried to structure six or eight games. And then after that series is over, we're going to a 14-day quarantine period and then reset, subject to public health approval, reset for the next teams to play.
How do you keep track of all that's going on right now in terms of the different regulators who are essentially determining what you're able to do and not do in terms of playing hockey? How do you keep track of all that?
Well, you have a great staff. I always say you're successful and you do well because you got a great staff. I have a great staff. Everybody has their own jobs. Descriptions on what to do and how to do it. And I deal mainly with the public health units in the municipalities.
As well as running the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League, you're also on the CJHL's executive committee. What are you hearing nationally right now about what's going on? What's the mindset there?
Well, it's the guys across the country, from the, Manitoba's shut down, obviously, Alberta, Saskatchewan, BC. It's a tough challenge, a tough go for everybody, all the commissioners and all the leagues and all the members and all the players. It is a situation that we're, it changes by the day, as you're aware, if not by the hour.
Yeah.
So it's careful management, a lot of discussion, a lot of communications between everybody, but it's definitely a challenge.
It's been a real challenge from a mental health aspect as well for your coaches, general managers, and players. The NOJHL has partnered with the Canadian Mental Health Association since 2015 with its Talk Today program, which all its member clubs have taken part in helping out in this. Give me a sense on how things have gone through the first 4.5 years of that and now in the last 6 months, given the pandemic that we're going through and the additional needs kids are facing.
Well, we recognized back in 2015 the importance of what mental health assistance and help for suicide awareness and stuff like that. So we implemented it then, and every year it's gotten better. But particularly what's happened since March, we're all keyed up again for mental health, and we have everything set up that if any player, coach, trainer, billet that needs any assistance, it's readily available. And I think it's critically important, especially during these times. It's really important.
I would imagine that in the early days of this program, players may have been a little reticent because it was something really new for them. But are you finding that people are much more open-minded about availing themselves to this sort of help?
I think it's when we started the program, we explained it, communication and information to the players, the coaches, the billets is important. And we did that right from the get-go. And players caught on amazingly, Gino, and thank God players caught on how important it is to recognize things. And thank God we had this program implemented in 2015. It made a difference within our league for three particular players. And thank God we had it at that time. And it's just as growing from that point to today. And it's really good.
That's awesome. That's awesome that you guys were ahead of the curve on that and now your program was fully set for that. The big part of the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League has always been to provide kids a good hockey opportunity, but then an opportunity to move forward. And you've done that through scholarships in Canadian universities and in the NCAA. And you've also seen some kids go on to play in the NHL. Former French River Rapids forward Philip Daou was selected by the Ottawa Senators in the sixth round. In this recent June draft. What's that mean to you as a commissioner when your players get an opportunity like that to go on to represent themselves on a higher, more elite level of hockey?
It's total satisfaction to see a player like Daou, and there are others, but in this particular case, it's great to see him dedicated, hardworking, and he just keeps on going and going and just keeps plugging away. And it shows you that no matter where you're playing, big market, small market, that you can do what you need to do.
Rob, back in 2018, you received the Ontario Hockey Federation's President's Award, which is presented annually to an individual who made a valuable contribution to amateur hockey throughout the branch by providing service and showing great leadership. What did that award mean to you?
It was very humbling, extremely humbling for me to be selected for that award. And, I didn't have much to say then. And it was just rewarding that from a personal point of view that, you know, you get recognized for doing a lot of the stuff. But it's still humbling to this very day that I won that award.
You've gone through an awful lot in your role as the NOJHL commissioner, Rob. Did you ever in your life imagine that you'd be going through a year, not just a hockey season, but a year, the kind of stuff that you're going through right now?
I don't think anybody saw this coming, and obviously nobody did, but it's you just deal with what you're faced with on a daily basis, and you know, and you can deal with it. Like I said, you got good staff. We're well organized. We talk and communicate, but nobody's seen this coming, and we just deal with it. And one of the bright things in this whole thing, Gino, has been dealing with the public health units, mm-hmm. who have been absolutely phenomenal to deal with, very accommodating, very helpful. And they explain, and I'm fortunate that I get that opportunity to deal with them, because they explain a lot of things that a lot of people don't really understand, and you get a different picture of what's really going on.
That's awesome. Rob, we appreciate this. Thanks for all that you're doing. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk again shortly.
Thank you very much, Gino. Stay safe, and all the best to you.
That was Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League Commissioner Rob Mazzucca, and that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here. Up next, we'll go into the vault, where we look back at some of our favorite interviews throughout the first 29 years of the show. This week, we catch up with a 19-year-old Matt Barzell, just a month before winning the silver medal with Team Canada back in 2017 at the World Junior Hockey Championship. This is 7-Eleven Junior Hockey Magazine.